We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Now, you go through life, you're going to come across people you love and people you might not love quite as much. And I hate to sit here and say that the definition of a bad person is blank. But, you know, you go through life, Stoney, and let's just say you're at the Quick Check at a Kroger.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to go after your wife a little bit here because she's one of those people. I think you are too, actually, Heather.
Me?
But it's to me, the Quick Scan, the U-Scan, whatever, yes, is meant for a certain number of items. I'm not a big fan of taking the whole full cart through the U-Scan.
I am one of those people. That's not an express lane. They have an express lane, 15 or less. Yeah. U-Scan is for anyone.
Yeah, see, I disagree.
There are U-Scans that are limited, and there are U-Scans that are not.
Exactly.
I think U-Scan should be limited. That's just me. So, again, my rules, right? So we all have our rules.
Your game, your rules. Here we go.
No. But that's why I'm asking each of you to define whatever you. Like, to me, that's you're a bad person. No offense, but you're a bad person. Or somebody who puts their seat back on an airplane. Bad person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bad person. So yesterday, this is going to be me driving again. I am on record. You guys know this, and I don't know if you support me or not, but I'm a big believer in the zipper method.
Yes, you are.
When driving. Police officers, traffic experts, road engineers, they all agree with me. Everybody, go online and look. It's the recommended way of merging when two lanes go into one. And there's this one road right near my house where there are certain people who appoint themselves traffic monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they ride the center line to prevent people from doing the zipper method. Okay. There was one such gentleman yesterday who was riding the center line, but he was not riding it very effectively because he left enough room for me to slide by him. And I did. I went right by him in my lane and he honked at me and I just gave him a simple wave as I went by. And I was like, why are you honking at me for A, abiding by the law, and B, doing the proper method for merging, whether you agree with it or not? Why is he honking at me, Stoney?
Because he's a bad person.
He's a bad person. Thank you very much. That's a bad person right there. 248-539-9797. Who else falls under this massive umbrella of bad people? People you come across during the day. And maybe they're not actually bad people, Heather, because you're getting kind of a look on your face because you feel bad saying anybody's a bad person.
Oh, no, I don't feel bad about that. Oh, I just don't think I'm a bad person for taking my whole cart through the U-Scan. That's all.
Bad person is extreme.
No, it's not. Horrible person is extreme.
I had mine, and now I no longer want to use mine because I don't think they're a bad person.
Okay, you question their moral fiber.
First off, the lane blocker guy, it is illegal.
Oh, I know.
To do that.
Yeah.
And they need to be ticketed.
But it's just the whole like I'm going to appoint myself traffic monitor. It's that whole mentality, which I just what are you getting? What are you getting out of it? You're preventing people from merging when they should
merge.
Wait
your turn.
Well, no, but he's saying.
You shouldn't get in front of me.
He's saying, I've waited here and you're going to try to pass me?
There's two lanes.
Right.
That's why they have two lanes. I mean, it makes no sense.
Everybody should merge last second and it's just
that's
keep
what
flowing.
They should do. And I know people disagree with that, but unfortunately,
have fun sitting in that right lane waiting while I'm going flying by. Because I'm just not going to wait.
You know who I think are bad people? When you go to a gas station and there's two tanks to fill up, okay? And the person, they're empty, okay? So you can go to stop at the one that's closest to him rather than go to the one that's furthest.
No.
Well, there's different ways you can come in, though. That's the thing. Most gas. At Costco, you can only go in one way, but you can also come in the other way.
I told you guys this. I don't know if you remember. I was at a gas station once, and I pulled in behind somebody. And then that person left, and that put me in the back one. So there was one open in front of me.
Yeah.
And I had some guy say, hey, you should pull forward next time. And I say, with all due respect, mind your business, and B, there was a car there before you got there that was in front of me.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That guy, man, I wanted to fight him.
No,
on the
but
spot.
If there's nobody, if there's nobody there and the guy doesn't pull, and I'm talking about the person who doesn't pull up to the one in front when it's open.
Why? Yeah, exactly. Why, you're right about that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Bad person.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, there you go.
So mine is the person that, okay, so you're on the freeway, and the greatest place of this is like 275 and Ford Road. So there's a little hill, just a little one. I'm not talking about massive hills. And they slow down like 3 miles per hour.
Really?
Yeah. Because number one, they should be using cruise. But sometimes and stay consistent at 76, but suddenly they fall down to 73 or 72.
But sometimes cruise takes a second to like recalibrate itself on hills.
But no, they legitimately slow down, like even 5 miles per hour sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they can't keep their foot steady because they're looking at their phone or doing something else.
That's a bad person.
They're very bad.
All right, let's go to Paul in Novi on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, it's more of a conversation, I guess. So first of all, the zipper method, is that when you go up to merge sort of at the last minute?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I totally respect that, and I try to do that. And so I would argue that the people that don't do that are bad people.
I tend to agree with you, but you're going to get some pushback on that.
Yeah, you totally do, and people that give you those evil looks. But, yeah, I believe that it has been proven that that is the most efficient way. Correct?
That's right. That's right, buddy.
Gotcha.
Me and
gotcha.
You, right. We're that birds of a that. Feather. We couldn't agree more. We're in lockstep. Talk to you later, Paul.
Except, no, I totally disagree with you on the putting the seat back.
Why?
Because I travel not that often, but when I go back and forth for work, it's a physical job, and I need to sleep on the plane. And I count on that, being able to lean back. And I don't, you know, I'm good about it, but I gotta have some time to rest.
Yeah, but if I'm sitting behind you, and you lean your seat back, and I'm like watching something on a laptop, or I'm eating something, and all of a sudden the seat comes back into my tray table, I'm screwed.
But the seats go back for a reason.
That is so true. And gently in the move back, it's not that big of a deal. You can adjust.
Yeah. Well, how about this, Paul? They're all bad people except for you, because you seem like a nice guy. All right, I'll make a special dispensation. Danny in Dearborn is next, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Danny.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good. Here's what drives me nuts. You have a red light, and you have a left-hand turn lane, and the red light turns green. So if you're in the left-hand turn lane, you can move forward until traffic clears, and then you make your turn. People will sit at the crosswalk and not move up. Light turns red. Now I'm stuck at the light again.
Mm. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's kind of like when you're
pull up.
It's like kind of like when you're sitting in traffic and there's a gap in front of the car in front of you and they just kind of sit there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily slow you down, but you still want them to go there. And yeah, when you're in a left turn lane, you want the person to get out into the intersection so that the moment of traffic clears that they can make that turn, which gives you the better chance. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Good call, Danny.
Three lights.
So,
thank you.
So in your mind, bad people, right?
They need to learn to drive.
Oh, okay.
No.
He's too nice a guy to go there.
I've said this before. I can't stand people, and it's legal what they do, is if they're going straight and they're in the right lane where they don't have to be in the right lane because I want to turn right, and I just can't. Because
that exact thing happened to me yesterday.
Pisses me off.
And in fact, the woman merged from the left lane to the right lane, and I'm like, oh, well, she's going to turn right here. And then there was a red light, and she stopped. And I was like, what are you doing?
I know. Why? Go the other way.
Why did you just merge?
What about the crawler? The person that just slowly creeps up to the stop. So
that doesn't bother. Those are bad people.
They're horrible people.
Horrible people?
Yes, because like yesterday, for example, I'm going to the gym, and like it took like 10 seconds to get to a stop when you could have just went up to it and stopped. And then I could have looked at my phone.
some ticket text, 97136. Bad people. Jamie, 100% agree. The U-scan without a conveyor belt is 12 items or less unless it's between 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. That's according to Amir. I trust Amir before you, Heather.
No.
It depends on the signage there.
Jamie is being too nice to Heather. People who bring their whole car through the U-scan have a special place in hell reserved for them. That's from Kyle and Finn.
No. And maybe the fact is that I don't buy a lot of groceries, so my full cart is one of those little mini carts. It's never really that full, but no.
Can we do a Twitter poll, Greg, on whether or not Heather's going to hell?
I'm not.
No? Okay.
Is that from Rugged
wrong.
Kyle?
Yeah. What?
Is that from Rugged Kyle?
No, yeah. Kyle has his, eyes. Yeah. He's got his target set on Heather. Bad person. People who leave shopping carts in the middle of the aisle and walk away to get something, blocking the aisle. How about this person? The person who is pushing the cart down one side of the aisle and then stops to look at something on the other side of the aisle, therefore taking up the entire aisle. Yes.
Yeah.
Bad Park people. Your cart on whichever side of the aisle you're looking for a particular item.
How about this one? The anti-vaxxers. No offense, Heather. Yes.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am all for vaccines. It's just said that I didn't want the chickenpox vaccine because I didn't understand it. I am not an anti-vaxxer. Let's get that straight.
She's anti-vax, but she's pro-chickenpox.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
How about anybody in any store?
Don't let me in there.
Any store, anywhere, except if maybe buying a car, I can kind of excuse it. Anybody that writes a check.
Wow, that's on here.
Bad person.
Bad person. Grocery store writing a check lady. That's from Jim in Traverse City.
It's the worst. Whoa. When you see her rummaging through the purse and then she's talking and having like, hey, what's your life like with the cashier? I'm just here to buy groceries.
Well, I remember when I used to go grocery shopping with my mom and she would write out the check because this is back when checks were, more people wrote checks back then. She'd write out the entire check except for the dollar amount, and then she'd wait for the cashier to finish checking all the groceries. And then, she was like ready for action.
It's the
people who wait until the whole transaction is done, then they're like, okay, and then they pull the checkbook out.
If you go through the U-scan and you write a check, you should be abolished from society.
Totally agree with that. Who writes a check at U-scan?
I've never seen that happen.
I haven't seen it yet. If I ever do. I don't know what might happen.
Nick in Detroit is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I spoke to you guys last week about the driving thing. Jamie, you brought up a point about, everybody's kind of in the same battle together.
Yes,
so
yes.
Every morning I get to commute down 75 from Clarkston, Detroit, and multiple times a day watch the zipper, even though it's so efficient and it's the way people just deny it. But something even worse than those people to me are these people that smoke at Little League baseball games. Blows my mind. I don't get it. You got a car with windows right there. If you absolutely can't put your habit down for a couple hours, just remember that there's a lot of people around, especially kids. And when you're at a park, isn't that kind of like all of our space? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You raise an excellent point. I don't know that I've ever seen a smoker at a Little League game, but I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, they lurk. There was one about 10 feet behind the backstop on Saturday, and I smelled it. Ugh. And I noticed, and I kind of looked over.
Where's that coming from? We're all on board with drinking at Little League games, right?
No.
But the smoking, I think, is where you really cross the line.
If you're
going
to smoke at a Little League game, at least make it so you're not doing it where people are. Yeah. Just go away.
Walk down the third baseline.
Right. Do what John Rahm should have done more. Go into the woods.
Thank you very much. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.